My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin scammer Lacey wants a gift card, and Davin wants three women. So listen and enjoy.
She goes, go to any store around, and you can tell them you want to buy an Amazon gift card, and they'll give it to you. Then you scratch it and take a clear picture of the card and the receipt and send to me. So that's how this scam works. You buy them the gift card, you take the picture, you give them the digits on the gift card, and then they can use it. Really, I'd be a fool not to.
Oh, yeah. No, it's so simple. Even a child can do it.
Yeah, just make sure you put your Social Security number on there, too. That's important.
She goes, "You hope you understand, honey." So I'm answering the question about who she was. I go, "She was Miss Thursday Night."
Mr. Saturday Night.
And then in regards to the gift card, I go, "How ingenious. It sure is lucky you started chatting with me."
What would happen?
She goes, "LOL, Miss Thursday Night." She goes, I'm sure a very lucky person indeed to have met you, and I promise that you will never regret ever meeting me. Oh, I'm sure I won't.
As you scan a gift card to her, nope, nothing wrong could happen here. This is nothing but romance and love.
So I go, yep, I don't know her name. I'm not even sure if we had sex.
Oh, you poor sucker.
She goes, because you were drunk, right? And then, how soon will you help me get the card? Good for her. She's carrying on two conversations at the same time. But she's still got her eye on the prize.
Yeah.
She's a multitasker.
Get her back to the seance. Get her back to the medium.
I go, yeah, I had a bit to drink. It happens. Between comedy and ghost busting, there's a lot of opportunity for wine, women, and fun.
I like that. I had a bit to drink. It happens. That should be on my business card.
It should be on the business card that you don't show Joe's girl.
You should get a tattoo of that, Joe.
Yeah, I had a bit to drink. It happens.
Yeah, it happens.
That should be your tramp stamp.
I want to know who's looking at that.
Joe's girl.
Yeah, really.
She goes, I go, she goes, but you have to be careful, though. She goes, you know? I go, careful of what? She goes, women. I go...
What do you mean? Because they're covered in COVID? What do you mean?
That's funny. This is but long before we knew of the COVID.
Yes.
I go, why? She goes, because you are my man, except you want to deny that. So then am I really your man?
I'm shaking the magic eight ball. Doubtful.
Yeah, the only thing you're denying is that card.
Yeah. Yes, Joe. Yes. She goes, if you don't like me, you can say it and I'll let you be. She goes, or is this distance a burden to you? I go, I like you. I don't know you very well. I've never really been with just one woman.
All right, stop it. Stop right there. If this was, unfortunately, a guy that's being scammed, that's, a poor, lonely person right there, you pony up the cash. Because this person you're having a dialogue with, they're going to leave. And if you want to keep this going with them, you'll give them the card right now.
Yeah, I agree with you.
She goes, She goes, do you mean that even when I get back to the state and we meet and maybe get to live together, you'll still be having an affair outside the relationship?
Is that hurting you?
That's hurting me.
Yeah.
Okay. You see, Pip, like I said, right there, going to get the card because she's. She sees that there's that in the hook's in the water, and it's like he's got him on the line. Well, when I come there and have a relationship, she's feeding him, saying, well, I get the card. I'm coming there. We're eventually going to have a relationship. So if you're lonely and desperate, you're going to give him that card. You're going to give him that card because there's right there. She's trying to lure him in right there.
What do you think I said?
What would Dad say?
Funny.
What would Davin say? I think that you would say that you were still going to cheat.
I go, to be honest, I don't know. One woman's never been able to keep me from wandering. I love life and I love women, sometimes two or three at once.
Wow, he's living his fantasies through this day.
I'm like Jack Sparrow, that's bitches.
That's the volley back to her, where she's probably thinking, all right, I got to work quick with stupid here.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.